Thank you, Deacon, and thank you all for coming out. We have had some wonderful speakers, and it's an honor to be up here talking to you all. I guess I'm going to change up a little and talk more as a Catholic businessman, but I think more importantly as a Catholic father. I stand before you today to say a few words about a very foul and dangerous thing, the HHS mandate. The issue here is not about universal health care so much, or even the so-called Obamacare plan. The issue is quite simply religious freedom. Let's not be fooled into thinking this is about women's health care or contraception. This is a direct attack on our constitutional right to freedom of religion. Religious freedom, as we heard so eloquently today before I got up here, is a right guaranteed to all of us, to every American, by the First Amendment. The state cannot take them away, but that is exactly what the state, under the leadership of Obama and Biden, is trying to do. Even though they deny it and they try to hide behind words, they are basically telling us, as Catholics and as Christians, I'm sorry you have deeply held religious beliefs about the sanctity of life, but now you must violate your beliefs, you must violate your conscience, or we will crush you under heavy fines and penalties. The government has obviously overstepped its bounds, but they keep reassuring us that they haven't. Have we noticed earlier in the speakers, have you noticed the words Obama uses when talking about freedom of religion? I would agree with that. It is extremely significant because Obama likes to use words. Obama and his administration are assuring us that they are and they will always protect the freedom of worship. That sounds good, doesn't it? But what are those words saying? To put it in layman's terms, freedom of religion is constitutional language that expresses our right as believers to believe and live as we please in the public square as we are doing here today. But Obama's freedom of worship, what do those words mean? It's new, ruling class language that means believers can think as they please in their own churches, in their own homes, but we should shut up and not trouble the government in the public square. They are words that are deliberately insinuated into the public discourse to marginalize and silence us in the public square. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be silent, and I thank God for the ability to speak here in the public square today. We must speak up. We cannot be silent. A recent survey by the McLaughlin Group, which was done between September 30th and October 2nd, that showed that nationally Americans opposed the HHS mandate by a 20% margin, 57 to 37%. Again, that sounds pretty good. But as I looked more closely at the survey, I became quite concerned on an issue of such grave importance to Catholics. Only 55% of Catholics oppose this direct assault on the Catholic Church. Evangelicals, born-again Christians, and Protestants opposed it by a slightly higher margin. But can I ask you, why do only 45% of Catholics not care? Why? Do they not know?
I don't know.
Are they afraid? Do they just not care? Do they think it doesn't matter? But it does matter. It does matter, ladies and gentlemen, and we need to be courageous. As Catholics, as Christians, our actions must be consistent with what we claim to believe. If we claim to be Christians, we must follow Christ. Now is the time for an IH mandate for all Christians. For centuries, the symbol IHS has stood for Jesus Christ, the Savior of man. Jesus asks us in the 6th chapter of the Gospel of Luke, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things with which I say?" The time is now for Catholics and Christians and all those who profess to follow Christ to stand together as one for our religious freedom. I would like to finish today on a more personal level. My wife and I began a small family business here in Louisville 23 years ago. With the blessings of God, it has grown to nearly 300 employees who we very much treat as part of our extended family. We strive to manage and operate our company in a manner consistent with our Catholic faith. This mandate now asks us to make the impossible choice. The choice between following the letter of the mandate and operating within the framework of our Catholic faith. My wife and I also founded Immaculata Classical Academy. It is a Catholic school that educates typical students as well as those with special needs. But the most important thing we do at Immaculata is to spread the teachings of the Catholic Church, not to betray them, as this mandate would require us to do. Last and most importantly, I stand before you today as a Catholic man, a husband, and a father of 12 children. We love our country, and we need to fight to preserve it for our children and their children. The HHS mandate is the first attack to come from Obamacare. But what really concerns me is the next mandate that will most surely come as the government tries to use its power to control us even more. And that is where my daughter Elena comes into this discussion. Elena is a very, very beautiful little girl. Obviously, I'm biased, who brings much joy into this world. But to those in power, Elena has a very, very serious issue. You see, Elena happens to have Down syndrome. It is a common belief by those who are in power and make the decisions that the quality of Elena's life might not be worth the health care costs that she might require. Today in the United States of America, I'm here to sadly report to you that children with a prenatal diagnosis of Down syndrome are aborted over 90% of the time. So as we look into the not so distant future to perhaps a new federal mandate that will undoubtedly use the words that might sound like this: the federal government, in our infinite wisdom and goodness, now requires free of charge that every health plan will terminate the life of all special needs children, but will not cover medical costs of any child whose parents decide that that child will be born. Will we as Christians at that time stand up for our beliefs? I was reminded this morning at Mass during the readings the words of Jesus: "If you deny me before men, I will deny you before my Father who is in heaven." We must repeal this HHS mandate and send a message to the government that we do not want any further government mandates. In almost 140 cities across this nation today, there are freedom of religion rallies being held. I am reminded of the words of St. Thomas More before he was martyred for the faith, for his religious beliefs: "I am the King's good servant and God's good servant first." My fellow Americans, today we must send Washington, D.C. a message loud and clear. The only mandate we as Christians want is an IHS mandate. A Jesus mandate, which allows us as Christians the freedom to follow our Christian beliefs and for those of other faiths to follow their beliefs, not those imposed by the federal government. Thank you for your time, and thank you for coming down here. God bless you, and God bless America.